I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. President Obama has rejected calls by Republican members of the Senate to leave the nomination of a new Supreme Court judge to his successor. Mr. Obama said he would name a candidate to replace Justice Antonin Scalia, who died on Saturday, and the Senate would either approve the nomination or reject it. The president called on his political opponents in Washington to overcome the hostility that prevented basic work from getting done.
The fact that it's that hard that we're even discussing this is, I think, a measure of how, unfortunately, the venom and rancor in Washington has prevented us from getting basic work done. Now, this would be a good moment for us to rise above that.
The United States and Cuba have signed a deal restoring commercial flights for the first time in more than 50 years. The agreement comes as the White House is contemplating a possible presidential trip to Cuba. Will Grant is in Havana.
There can be little doubt that the pace of the thaw between the United States and Cuba is quickening in President Obama's last year in office. And this signing of a memorandum of understanding on commercial flights between the old enemies is a good example of that new impetus. Up to 110 daily flights from the US to Cuba can begin under the new plan, 20 a day to the capital Havana and 10 to each of the other international airports on the island. This arrangement signifies more than just a new beginning for our civil aviation relationship, said the US Transport Secretary Anthony Fox after signing the deal. It represents a critically important milestone in the United States' continued efforts to engage with Cuba and normalize our relations.
The United Nations says the Syrian government has a duty to allow humanitarian aid to all areas under siege. Syria has approved aid deliveries to 7 besieged areas, but the UN Special Envoy, Stefan de Mistura, said the UN had to have access to all Syrians in need. Our diplomatic correspondent James Robbins reports.
This is an increasingly tense week after key world powers, including Russia, agreed to work towards a partial ceasefire in Syria. But neither the Syrian government nor opposition forces were involved, and the UN envoy, Staffan de Mistura, is meeting Syria's foreign minister in Damascus, trying to persuade his government to stop fighting and allow unhindered humanitarian access to all besieged areas. There are signs that aid will be allowed into some besieged areas over the next few days, but it's hard to see an end to the fighting.
The United Nations says it's investigating new allegations that its peacekeepers sexually abused children in the Central African Republic. A UN spokesman said 4 children were reportedly abused by peacekeepers from the Democratic Republic of Congo between 2014 and 2015. For more than a decade, UN peacekeeping missions in Africa have been tarnished by such scandals. This is World News from the BBC.